The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. This is Jimbo, your host. In this episode, I meet up with Dave Elliott, owner of Pearl Nano Coatings and Pearl Nano Detail Supply. And this episode was completely random. See, Dave was in town, in my town, from up in the Pacific Northwest. And he said, hey, Jimbo, you want to meet up? And of course, I try to meet up with most people when they're down in my neck of the woods. So we met up and we were just having coffee and chatting. And he said, hey, why don't we record a podcast right now? Because Dave is starting his own podcast again, called Calling All Detailers. Should be out within the next month or so. And so I said, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's record a podcast episode. So this episode is more so of Dave interviewing me for his podcast, but there's a couple gems in there that I knew everyone on this podcast would enjoy. So I really wanted to share it over on my podcast. So that's what we're going to do with this week's episode. It's filled with a ton of gold. And I really like being on the flip side of the microphone sometimes, per se, because I get to really drop all the knowledge that all the people that I've had on this podcast have given to all of us. I like to give it back to other people that maybe haven't heard it. So that's this week's episode of me being interviewed by Dave Elliott from Pearl Nano. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Since like our first interview, I haven't done one since. What's that been, 3 years?
Yeah,
been four a while. 4 years, it's been a long time. So yeah, definitely.
Well, let's record a podcast and we could use it for your new podcast. Or
think about what I haven't even practiced. So
I'm a big fan of not practicing.
Oh boy, I can't even see my little thing here. Is it even on?
And I'll create a backup recording too, just in case. Just in case something goes haywire with that. I learned at SEMA though that I should always transfer my digital audio recorder in a hard case or a case of some sort, because I didn't have it in a hard case. Anyway.
It says it's on.
Yeah, and I could see the red button at the top.
All right, great.
Well, I guess we'll find out later.
Where are we? We are here in Huntington Beach, California with Jimbo Balaam?
Yep. Balaam. Yep.
From the Auto Detailing Podcast. And this is, what am I? Well, we are callingalldetailers.com. Yes, this is our first podcast.
There we go.
Live.
Yeah.
On location.
Which is the best way to do a podcast.
Yes, I think so.
I mean,
yes.
Skype's cool. It gets the job done. But there's nothing like doing it face-to-face.
It does. And, you know, my whole podcast is all about how to get detailers to make more money. Not get them, but help them make more money.
Yep.
By, you know, a lot of guys can polish cars. A lot of guys can do a lot of different things. Yeah. But it's hard for them to get new customers, and I'm going to help them get more customers.
Love it.
Make more money. I want to get...
It's such an underserved aspect of the detailing industry, I feel like. Like,
totally.
You know, everyone wants to teach you how to polish paint, how to do that, how to do all these, you know, aspects of detailing that are all about how to detail a car. But my big stink is like, well, great. Now you know how to detail a car. How do you go get someone to trust you with their car?
Yeah.
And no one talks about that.
I'm kind of going past that, saying, yes, you can detail a car. You can polish the car better than most people.
Right.
But how do you get a new customer
in
the door?
Get a new customer?
Are you going to wait there and wait them for them to walk through the door? Hell, you'll be starving. You'll be waiting tables if you wait for them to walk through the door.
100%.
So you need to, you know, there's a lot of guys doing some great work out there. The guy, Connor, from Mirror Image Detailing, he was just posted that he had 142 five-star reviews on Facebook in 1 year, and his business has just exploded.
That's huge.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. he didn't just sit and wait for people to walk through the door.
Right.
He posts lots of pictures. He goes way above and beyond. And one of the examples that I'm talking about is he's done a couple really nice cars. He had professional pictures taken, or maybe he took the pictures himself on a bridge.
Yeah.
Got them blown up, framed, and handed them to the owner.
Wow.
The guy was completely off.
I bet.
Totally so.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And the quality of pictures, and you know, he says what he's doing, sometimes what he's using, and the work is, you know, everybody, he's booked out.
Wow.
You know? So that's what I'm talking about. But that's only one guy.
Right.
You know, and I have a handful of guys that are doing, my goal is to get as many people as possible making 10 grand a week.
A week.
Wow. Not a month, but a month right. would be great.
Right.
And I talked to these, you know, oh, what if you could make 10 grand a month? They're like, oh, my life would be completely changed. What about 10 grand a week? And now I have a few guys doing that, and they're like, wow, I didn't know I could make so much money. And from RVs to boats to cars and everything else. So that's where we're going with the podcast here. And we're talking with you. So I want to know more about your business, how you're doing with detailing, the podcast, and what you do to market and get yourself out there.
Right. So as detailing's concerned, as I've gotten busier because of the podcast, not busier with cars per se, but busier just with stuff like we're doing right now, like
right.
meeting up. This is an important meeting to me,
yeah.
You know, to just to continue to network with you and all that. So as the podcast has kind of thrust me into different circles and different aspects of detailing, and as I've gotten busier on that front, my personal detailing business hasn't, I've leveled up and scaled back at the same time.
Great.
So like I was just telling you about the conversation that I was having before we met here today, and I was telling the guy, I don't do any basic maintenance washes anymore. So where I really cut my teeth on, you know, fleet washes, office building washes, and at one point was doing, you know, I've been detailing 9 years now, and you know, I really started with the lower hanging fruit. I don't know how prevalent it is up where you live, but around here, you know, office building maintenance washes is a big deal.
Wow.
You know, so you basically, for anyone that doesn't know,
but in Milwaukee, that's, you know, wintertime,
you're not doing it, you know, but to roll up to an office building out here and do 6 to 15 cars is a viable business, you know.
$50 a car, or $40?
No, it's really competitive here.
Oh,
so
yes.
So you're talking 20, 30 bucks a car, you know, which you can, you know, if you get 30 bucks a car, you do 10 cars.
$300.
It's a viable business,
it
you
is.
Know. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of physical labor. So,
yes.
But that's where I really cut my teeth, because just that, hey, if I can get 20 bucks a car, do 10 cars at one spot, yeah, it's going to take me 6 hours, but I just made $200. Like, not necessarily where you want to be.
No, but in the beginning,
that's where you want to be. But in the beginning, it's great, right? So, and really, I look at it as people transitioning out of corporate America, right? So corporate America, average salary, probably going to be around the $50,000 range.
That's the average.
So you can replace that salary relatively, not easily, but it's, you could do it, right? To at least get to full-time detail. Far long shot from your 10 grand a week. But anyway, that's where I cut my teeth. So,
right, and we have guys like Nick Rollcut, who did leave corporate America.
100%.
And now is doing, I think he's booked out a month now, and he's only been out now, I think, 2 months.
Right.
And he's done more cars in these last month and a half or so than I've seen most guys do in 3 months.
Right.
He is just knocking them out, boom, 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 boom.
Right. So I've kind of really stepped away from all that stuff completely. I have a few fringe customers that I do, you know, quote unquote, maintenance washes for, but they pay high dollar, you know.
$100.
Yeah, I have a maintenance client right now. You know, they're at $200 a week. You know, that to me is worth it, right?
That's
so, and people, you know, like the conversation I was just having, the guy goes, wow, that's crazy. How do you get those numbers? And it's like, well, it's basic supply and demand. And so my demand to do cars is much higher. My supply, being my time, is much lower. So I don't want to be booked out a month. And I don't really want to do that many cars anymore. So I've increase my price, which I land a lot less work, right? But I make more money doing less work. and it enables me to do stuff like this.
Yes, you have paid your dues, and now it's time to get paid for your dues, you know?
Which is kind of, you know, I've had to enter this awkward for me, because I was the guy doing 30, 50 cars a week by myself.
Wow.
You know, I had 5, 6, 7, 10 office buildings that I did by myself. I remember how hard I had to work, so I hesitate when it's like, well, I'm above that now, because I'd still be willing to go back and do it, but I've maneuvered a way to get out of that.
It's not like you're above it. Your time is valuable.
Right.
If you were a professional gymnast and you kind of retired, but now you're
right.
going to be teaching people,
right.
are you going to be teaching it for $10 an hour
right.
or $100 an
right.
hour?
Right.
You know,
and I want to do more stuff like this, like
yes.
what we're doing right
yes.
now. So where the pod, like a question a lot of guys ask are like, okay, well, has the podcast related to more detailing work? And the answer is no. None of my customers give a crap.
Ask most people, does your podcast lead to more money? No.
Well, it's led to more money, but in indirect ways.
Indirect. Not, people aren't paying you to podcast.
People are not paying me to podcast, but I have the detailer inner circle.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like that's kind of in the same vein of what you're trying to do with, or what you're not trying to do, but what you're doing.
I mean, I
with
do it
detailers.
All day long,
right?
And I have my marketing business too, and I give a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like $500 to $1,000 a month worth of time and effort
yeah.
that I give these guys for free,
yep.
and we get it out there on 1,000 websites and videos, and now we're going to take it to about the fifth level.
Yeah.
on that kind
it's
of
wonderful.
Stuff.
I forget where I was going there. So my time has been splintered up in a lot of different ways, but I mean, the podcast is doing great. The competition for podcasting has gotten a little bit stiffer in the detailing realm, but I welcome it because
sure.
I think competition, I know for me, when I see a new podcast pop up, it's like, okay, I'm going to level up a little bit, right? So then I hope the other people level up
yes.
a little bit. And then who yeah. wins in the end? It's the listener. It's the consumer. It's so, and what I'm also learning is that these principles are just key principles that can be applied everywhere, right?
To any business, yes.
anytime, anywhere. It's a new detailer comes in your market offering the same coatings you market. What are you going to do? You can either shrivel up and die, or you can get a little better.
Or you can post more pictures, and you can get more testimonials.
You can get a little better.
Go to my Facebook page. Hey,
100%.
Let me get a picture. Or how do you like your car, Mr. Smith? Oh my God, Jimbo, this is amazing.
You deliver a little bit better of an experience for your customer.
Yes, I remember.
So,
yeah, the podcast Answer Man had that testimonial on the side of his website of this lady just gooing and gawing
yeah.
over. And I think that he said he made more money from that than
100%
almost anything.
100%
than his other podcasts.
So competition is a good thing, but this
yeah.
is your podcast, not mine. So
no,
even
no,
though it's
I,
gonna
no,
go
I,
on mine,
I,
so
I like to hear about all different types of ideas and stuff. So,
but it's going extremely well. Extremely
great.
Well.
Excellent, excellent. And the ceramic coating business.
Ceramic coating business is good, and that's where, you know, it's allowed me to level up. That's where I was going. So thanks for bringing me back there. But it's allowed me to, because in my market, I don't have, you know, 10 leads a week for people wanting a coating, right? They're fewer and further
right.
between, which every market's different, but my reality is that they're fewer and far between. They're bigger ticket items when they hit, but they're fewer and far between. So, but what having a little bit of time freedom has allowed me to do is really work on that side of the business and really land those bigger ticket jobs
right.
and extend that money out a little bit further. So I mean, ceramic coatings, maintenance coatings, you have the Purple Perfection
yeah.
that I love, you know, as a maintenance coating. And that's where as we were talking about earlier, as I don't know if you've seen it or you think I'm in the same thought that the price per coating is coming down a little bit.
Big time.
But I think what's going to start increasing more is that maintenance coating sector of it, where these people have their cars coated and they need it maintained now.
Yes.
I don't know if you're seeing that.
I'm seeing that, but also not all coatings are created equal, and some
right.
fail a little bit sooner. You know, we have ones that are over 5 years that
okay.
are still going strong.
Are you seeing recoats then?
I'm not seeing any, but I'm hearing from other companies that there are, you know, recoats. And
well, I got one for you. That Volvo I was just telling you about that I posted about, I did it 2 weeks ago. That lady had another coating brand, her car coated. It was like an older Jaguar, coated 8 years ago.
Wow.
And she said it's just stayed glistening. Now I saw it's filled with spider webbing. And I mean,
But she was happy with it.
She was happy with it, right? So who am I to judge? And I use that that testimonial to judge how she would, to sell her on a new coating for her new car.
Right.
And so she wanted to duplicate that. She didn't care if I used the same company to coat her new car. She just wanted the same effect.
Right.
So I actually think, you know, we're still really new into this coating market, but I think, you know, as we look 5-10 years down the line, whether it's the maintenance side of things or just recoats, or the, or not even recoats, but I got a new car, I want the same effect on my old car, it's really going to be big business, you know. So that's an interesting,
which
wasn't a recoat, but it was a recoat,
which goes into, so what I try to do on every podcast from here on out is so we'll transition into a marketing aspect,
okay,
the sales and marketing side. But you know, thanks for telling me all about your business and the transition and where it's going in this beautiful place here with
all a cool spot.
Nothing but million-dollar cars everywhere I look. I mean, from nobody has a jalopy around here. It is beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
This is a good spot.
We saw a fully wrapped Bentley yesterday, and it was all matte.
Well, you're staying down in Newport too, that's even a step up from where we're
amazing
at right now.
Yes, and Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and they're just driving them like they're just like
daily drivers.
It's amazing. But anyways, going back to the marketing side of things, so I ask people this question a lot, and I'll just start out with this question with this whole series of podcasts, this whole first season here, is how often and what do you do to reconnect with that person that you detailed their car, waxed their car, polished their car, or even coated their car to get them in the door, spending more money again in the future? And I get this deer in the headlight look, no matter how big the business is. I'm working with a couple of big businesses that are doing $3 million a year. And they go, oh yeah, we don't do that. I never talk. What about Johnny that bought the $500 detail 6 months ago, 2 years ago? Did you say, hey, Johnny, maybe it's, hey, I got rid of that car, I needed something else on my car, but you never call him and he forgets your name and you lost that business out to Johnny down the street?
I'm so glad you brought it up, because it's so important to reconnect and follow up with past clients, because they already know, like,
they already
and trust
spent money
you.
With you.
They already spent money with you. And in the Detailer Inner Circle, that's a big, and I have two really cool tools that I'll tell you about, because it's so important to reconnect with people that have already spent money with you. It's so much cheaper to reach back out to that past client than it is to reach a new customer that doesn't know you from anyone else, and you look like every other detailer out there, right? So there's two really practical tools that I love, because I think for me, when I think about my detailing business, a lot of hesitation to reach out to that past client is you haven't talked to them in so long. So those that are more introverted,
and they're busy.
Okay.
You know,
so
shy.
Those that
okay.
are more, I'm a little shy. Like, is the guy gonna? It's very intimidating.
Maybe he didn't like his detail.
Maybe
that's
he
why
didn't
he hasn't
like
called,
it.
And,
so
you know.
So the fear of the unknown is still there, right? So there's two really good tools that I like, and the first one that I love is called SlideDial. And what SlideDial enables you to do is you can drop a voicemail message into, say, I'm calling you, but I don't want to risk getting you on the phone, right?
Yeah.
I can drop a voicemail into your voicemail box without getting you on the phone. So it goes directly to your voicemail. I can record a fresh SlideDial.
Wow.
So I use that all the time.
I didn't even hear you call. How did I get a voicemail from you?
And then people don't think, my cell phone, you know how technology is sometimes.
Sure,
like, I did, my phone glitched and I only got your voicemail, but, you know, no call, sorry. Well, what that enables the detailer to do is I can call you, Dave, who I haven't talked to in 2 years, without risking you getting on the phone. If you don't want to call me back, hey, on you. Hey, Dave, it's Jimbo with Jimbo's Auto Detailing. Haven't talked to you in a while. Just, you know, want to see, it's time for your maintenance detail or whatever. But I can say whatever
I
want.
Or your inspection, your yearly inspection.
Whatever it is. But I could drop that in your voicemail without risking getting you on the phone. And what if Dave doesn't remember
or
me?
Interrupting dinner. Or the diaper or whatever it is you're doing. You know, everyone's busy.
And it's quick, right? Within 30 seconds, you can leave a voicemail, done. You could even, there's a Sly Broadcast, which is the same vein as SlideDial, and you could send out a mass voicemail to everyone, to as many people as you want. So you could do a generic voicemail and send that out to hundreds and hundreds of people, right?
Yes.
So there's that. There's also easy texting, like letter E letter Z texting. And that is the same thing as same style as Slido, but text.
Excellent.
So you could text as many people as you want. Special message, whatever. So there's, and again, you don't have to risk, you know,
right,
getting the person on the phone, interrupting their day, which is always what I say. You know, I don't want to interrupt your day. I'm more the introvert where I don't want to, I don't follow up because I don't want to get you on the phone because I feel awkward about it.
Okay.
So
and
those,
I'm not. I'm like, yeah. I'll be on the phone all day long. I mean, literally, you get on the phone at 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm on the phone till 3 and I got to get my kids.
Right.
And I'm like, wow. Where'd the day go? And I've only talked to like 8 people, but
right.
Wow, yeah,
so,
definitely.
So I really like those two tools.
I like them.
Because it enables you to do something that's so valuable, like you talked about, without really any risk.
Definitely, definitely. And the whole, you know, the reason why you want to touch people, and then right. I go a little bit farther than that. So one of the, you know, books that I've read, you know, is, it's all about top of mind is tip of tongue. And if you're not top of mind,
right,
you know, that's why when you get Jiffy Lube sends you that little
right.
reminder.
100%.
They do that kind of stuff too. So I would say along with the text message, you know their address, right? So
right.
maybe you're going to send them a little postcard.
100%.
At Jimbo's Auto Detailing, you know, podcast.
100%.
Or Jimbo's Auto Detailing.
Yeah. That's right.
Postcard.
Get, yep.
And, so the postcard's there, the voicemail's there, the email. Oh, now you get an email from me. Now I've touched you 3 times, and I haven't heard anything back. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to stop.
100%.
So next month, same thing. Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep getting these emails from Jimbo. I got to get my car in there. It's almost Christmas.
I got a good story for you.
So, yes.
So I was trying to build out this appointment reminder system, right? Because I always had... In the past, I've had customers like, hey, can you reach back out to me in 3 months and remind me that it's time for a detail, right? So I was trying to build out this platform service thing that was like a scheduler, but would send out automated reminders, right? I never really got it off the ground, but I had it built out, whatever. But so I was importing some clients and it glitched on this one client, right? And so she got an appointment reminder for a detail every week, which I wasn't scheduled.
What's wrong with that?
Every week, right?
Okay.
But I didn't know it was glitching, right? And so it took a whole year for her to call me and say, hey, your system's glitched, but it's time for me to sign up and do another detail because it's been a year. She got 52 reminders before she... got another, and she would just get the text because it was a text like reminder Monday at 9 o'clock. It happened to be, you know, but she got a reminder 52 times before she called and said, hey, it's time for me to get a detail again. I'm ready.
Wow.
And by the way, your system glitched. I was so embarrassed.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
That's pretty. And the other part that don't be embarrassed with this one, because this is a great technique that I usually don't tell people this one, but send them a birthday card.
Yeah.
You don't know when their birthday is. But you just said, hey, Jim. And you're like, hey, man, it's not my birthday, but I got your card.
Right.
Great. Excellent.
Oh,
why don't we schedule
funny.
You for a detail or a ceramic coat that beautiful Maserati you just got?
That is super funny. That's a good one.
Hey, it's not my birthday.
Because it's...
But I got you on the phone, didn't I?
And you know what I like about that is that it's so... We get stuck in, like, this doing the same old, like... You know, mailers or
do
we get stuck
in.
Do something different.
Dare to be different. I wonder where that's coming from.
Yep. Got it.
Yes,
yep.
Yes.
Think differently. Dare to be different.
Dare
I like
to
that.
Be different.
You know, but
Grant Cardone, be obsessed or be average.
Yep.
So, you know, definitely, you know, birthday cards. Birthday
that's
cards
funny.
Work. I don't know when the guy's birthday is,
right.
But I'm just going to send him a birthday card. And
that's,
when he calls me,
that.
I'm going to say, well, since I got you on the phone.
Right.
Boom,
right.
Boom, boom. What you driving now? Oh, I'm driving a new Maserati.
Right.
You got to get that thing coated and protected.
Top of mind, tip of tongue.
Yes.
I like that.
That's exactly it. So that's the whole marketing, sales and marketing tip of the day is get out there and talk to your customers.
Yeah. It's so big. It's so huge.
And don't get new. I mean, yeah, get new ones. That's the whole point of all this, but connect with your old ones. Old money is new money. Get them to get a testimonial. Get a picture of their car. Post it, do all the extra above and beyond things.
Because think about this, if you could get a return customer to come back twice a month and spend $100.
Or even twice a year.
Even twice a year, right? Or once, say you could get two customers to come back two separate customers to come back once a month at $100. That's just money on the table. It's $2,400
that you can times that by 10, and then
times
do
that times 10,
and then double it every month for the next 12 months. Now you have some money coming in,
and it's all about just maintaining that relationship with your existing customers that have already spent money, and they talk.
Especially you in this area, and you know, I'm seeing people who live in the high end areas like you live here, like with Jason in Melbourne. Though they're doing these ridiculous boats. Well, now all their neighbors watch them polish this boat to an absolute mirror perfection. Yep. They all want their boats done.
Yep.
$20,000, $30,000, $10,000 all day long.
Yep.
So I'm real impressed with those guys and a lot of other guys out there. Matt in Arizona is doing RVs, and he just started this business, and he's killing it already.
Nice.
Killing it.
It's incredible.
It is.
I think, and I'm sure you have an opinion on it too, but this detailing industry is very, it's only going up. Like, it's insane.
And I know this wasn't part of my thing here, but the whole, when your customers start treating you like the hired help, that's not your customer.
Right.
You know, if they, but I can get it for Johnny. Johnny down the street can do it cheaper. Then, you know what? Johnny's right down there. Right. Let me call him and set up an appointment for you. Because that's not your customer.
Right.
You know, I really deal with a lot of the high-end guys and the low-end car washing stuff.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's not a viable business. It is. But it's not the clientele that I work with, and we're going a different direction here. You guys are professionals.
And it's hard to walk from that work,
though. I look at you and what these other guys do, Connor and all these other guys. They're like, these are craftsmen that know their craft.
Right.
They should get paid for their
and
craft.
People want that. There's an incredible market for people that it's kind of a, I don't know if the right word would be a weird dichotomy, I guess. I'm not that educated to know exactly what that means.
But I'm just saying.
They want good quality, high-end work, and they're willing to pay for it.
If you could build this table out of wood,
you'd
be quite the freaking craftsman.
Right.
You know, and if you can polish that car with no scratches whatsoever, coat it with no thumbprints or anything like that,
and
it looks great for 5 years,
and people are willing to pay for that. Yep. And people are more than willing to pay
for that. They are. So how can we end the podcast here? What's something that you could help the guys out there? You've already helped a lot. What tip or trick that you use on a daily basis that can make you more money or get you seen out there?
I would say, going back to your thing of like, reach out to, make it a goal to reach out to, you know, 5 past customers this week.
Or before you start work. What about, okay, before I even get on a car, I'm going to call 5 people.
Yeah. Or call one a day. Text one a day.
There you go.
Download the Slidial app. I think it's like pennies per call. So you upload like $10 and it automatically deducts for every call. I think it's very, very, very cheap. But, you know, drop a voicemail into a past client's voicemail box today. Do 5 this week.
Brilliant.
And just and say something simple like this. Hey, are you still interested in getting your car detailed?
Yes.
Leave it up to them. I like being very practical and very simple. Like, or shoot them a text, even better. Use easy texting and say, you know, are you still interested in getting your car detailed? Even if you've detailed it before. Because they'll almost feel bad if they don't respond. Like, he's asking me a question, I gotta respond. Like, even if I'm not interested, then if they're not, no, I'm not interested anymore. Great.
Excellent.
At least I know where you stand.
Excellent. Tell us where we can find you, your podcast, and your website.
You can just go to autodetailingpodcast.com. Everything's on there. You can link to the Facebook page, my personal page, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, all the places.
Excellent.
But everything, the home base is autodetailingpodcast.com.
Excellent. All right, Jimbo. Good talking with you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that episode with Dave Elliott and I. Dave's a super cool guy, and thanks to Dave for meeting up with me. I always really enjoy doing those in-person interviews. It just brings a whole different dynamic to the thing, and we get to really let the microphone kind of disappear. And in this case, I didn't even have my mobile recorder with me because I wasn't expecting to do a podcast. I was just going to meet up with Dave, and we were just going to chit-chat until he had the great idea to actually record a podcast. So all I had was my phone, so we just kind of, you know, set my phone up on the table. Anyway, I really want to take more advantage of situations like these as they happen more and more often of meeting up with people. And it's kind of come through with, you know, as I try to interview people via the phone when I'm traveling and all these meetups, I'm really trying to take better advantage of all the situations I encounter, because they're becoming a little bit more cool and a little bit more fun. So as always, check out the Detailer Inner Circle. I do 2 additional podcasts per month that are actually Q&A podcasts. And the only way to access those is through the Inner Circle. And we give you a slew of other stuff for 1 small monthly fee. Ton of access to me if you're interested in that. Website, a bunch of goodies. I encourage you to head over to detailerinnercircle.com and check out what we have for you. And of course, if you have any questions whatsoever, please reach out to me and Facebook, email, Instagram, whatever, and I do my best to answer all those questions. All right, guys, till next week. See ya.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.